The Bellmaker, A Tale from Redwall, Disc 2.
The evening wore on until the Dibbons began yawning, one or two coming perilously close to falling face down upon the plates with drooping eyes. Saxter stood and rang his little bell.
"Any beast on dormitory duty, please take the Dibbons up."
Wails of protest arose from the fretful babes.
"Us allers have to go to bed."
"I wish us biggins could go off to bed right now,"
said Oak Tom, pulling a long face of comic dismay.
"We have to stay up and wash pots and pans and dishes clean for morning."
Tarquin L. Woodsorrel flapped his ears in agreement.
"Indeed, Scout, 'tis a rough old life being a biggin, what? Perhaps the Dibbons aren't really sleepy. What say they stay up and help? Bet they'd make jolly good pop washers, eh?"
There was a sudden clatter of chairs and benches as the panicked Dibbons dashed for the stairs, yelling,
Good night,
every beast. We're going to bed."
They scampered up the stairs amid peals of laughter. Flooding evening sunlight had now dimmed to a golden filter, illuminating the tapestry depicting Martin the Warrior, which hung upon the wall of Great Hall. Saxter felt himself arise, unbidden, from his abbot's chair. He went to stand behind the bellmaker. A dreamy feeling he could not explain had cast its mantle over the abbot. It was as if time and the earth were standing still. A great silence lay upon the big chamber. Golden dust motes hung lazily on the still air, gleaming in the last faded yellow sun rays. Amid the tangible hush, Redwallers sat immobile, each in their place, like figures captured in eternity upon some vast canvas. Across the peace that lay over all, Saxter heard his own voice. It was low, yet the sound carried from floor to roof beam, reaching each shadowed corner of Great Hall.
"My friends, I have something to say to you. Of late, Joseph, our bellmaker, has been thinking deeply about his daughter, Marielle, and her companion, Dandin. I know that all Redwallers remember both those mice with great fondness. I certainly do. Dandin and I were brought up together, like brothers, in this very abbey. Scarcely a day passes when I will not see somewhere we play together, and then I think of him, off on adventures with Marielle the warrior maid. Alas, there has been no news of them for more than 4 seasons now. Where are they? I think Joseph may provide us with some help. Last night, he was visited in a dream by Martin the Warrior."
To Joseph, the abbot's voice behind him sounded like a distant murmur. He had not heard a word that was said. Now that Saxter had finished speaking, every eye was turned upon the bellmaker. He sat upright, staring hard at the likeness of Martin upon the tapestry. Saxter watched him. Joseph's lips were moving slowly, as if he were holding a conversation with some beast. The room became dark. Saxter watched, as dusk heralded nightfall. The sun's final ray reflected through a high window, wreathing the form of Joseph in a fleeting nimbus of light. Saxter recalled the lines of the rhyme.
"At daylight's last gleam, you'll remember."
Then the daylight was gone. Candles and wall torches burned bright as Joseph stood and looked about him.
"Listen now, and I will speak as Martin the Warrior told me.